Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday, April the 16th, 2021. 15 and a half minutes past the hour, and we are having a great time. You know, it's great to be, this is the first Friday we have been back at full power here at the station. Last Saturday, all those problems were fixed with the antenna, so it's great to be back on a getaway Friday at full power. Now, I will tell you this morning, we have a lot of little odds and ends to tie up. Now, yesterday, we had the Queen of Helpful Hints, Heloise, on, and she ended up having a little bit of an emergency. It was nothing big, but it stopped her from being on in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday. Well, we have remedied all that, we hope, and we hope to have Heloise on next hour. So that'll be a lot of fun, so stay tuned. Heloise may or may not be on next hour, but we hope she will this morning because I know the listening audience always enjoys that. Now, beyond that, a few things happened yesterday in regard to the station. Number one, we had a power outage. You know, when it rains, it pours. And I don't know what that power outage was in Marion, but I saw panic. I was at the grocery store when that power outage happened, and it affected a great deal of Marion. I know it affected the East End up until about the area that Walmart and Kroger are in. People were saying power was out over by Whirlpool, and obviously over here on South Prospect Street, the power was out, as it was, I think, down at the tower. So a lot of Marion was out yesterday, and I really don't know what the issue was, but we lost power here at the station, and very thankfully it came back up, which is great, but what a day it was. Does anybody know what caused the power outage? Did anybody call in and figure that out? If you have any answers on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, another thing I will tell you about here before I get to this morning's complaint, which I don't think I've ever complained about before, but I'll complain this morning. It is now, see, here's the thing about this clock that we have, this atomic clock, which now sets itself perfectly right now, 8:17 and 59 seconds. So we love having the atomic clock that works perfectly where we are now, but it also tells us the temperature in the room. Now, if you ever used to listen to the station when we were at the mall, a lot of times you would hear hosts on the air tell you what the temperature was inside the mall because it got very cold, and sometimes it got very hot. And the reason they knew what the temperature was is because this atomic clock tells you the exact temperature in the room, no matter what the temperature is outside. So it's interesting because yesterday it was 63 degrees in here. I think 63.6 degrees in the studio yesterday morning. Now, that is about where we were at the mall. I sat at the mall many days, and we never got below 60, I think just because the building was insulated by other stores, and we didn't have an outside entrance, so we didn't get that cold. But we got into the low 60s. Some days at the mall, which is a pretty chilly temperature. And yesterday it was pretty chilly in here. But I never, to be honest, when we were at the mall and even here, I don't worry about that sort of thing. I don't go to the thermostat and crank it up because people are a little compulsive about things like that. So I don't want somebody coming to me and going, oh man, why did you turn the thermostat way up? Why did you turn the thermostat way down? You know, I just don't want to get involved in that. So that all being said, this morning we are at 70.6, which is much more comfortable. 70, I think, is where it should be. I think most workplaces are between 68 and 72. That knocks the cold out of the studio. I think that's pretty well where you want it to be. Now, but yesterday, I do have to say, at 63.6 when I came in, and who knows what it was earlier in the morning, it was very cold. It reminded me of the mall in here yesterday. But today, much better, much more comfortable. So, that's an interesting note. Now, an improvement. Now, the other thing is, we did a little more, well, I did a little more work yesterday and a little more research on the sound of the station, because that's been an ongoing project since we moved over here to try to make the station sound better in a new room. And people had been saying there was kind of a high-pitched sound when you were using the listening devices, like TuneIn or the website, that there was this high-pitched noise that wasn't there before. And yesterday, I went in and made an adjustment based upon some research that I had done after the power outage, and I wonder if that's fixed. So if you're listening on TuneIn or you're listening on the website, is that little high-pitched, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of somebody crinkling tinfoil. Is kind of what it sounded like. Now, you really didn't hear it on the air for some reason. You could kind of hear it on the air sometimes, but not really a whole lot. But it just sounded like somebody crinkling tinfoil is what it reminded me of. But I think we got rid of that yesterday because I made the adjustment, and after I made the adjustment, I listened to us on the air. I listened to us on TuneIn. I had somebody else listen to us on TuneIn who had certainly heard that crinkling noise, and I think it's gone, and I think I figured out what the problem was, because as I have said many times, since we changed studios, the main computer went down the night we changed studios, which, what a mess that was. But we got it fixed within about 12 hours, but we had to go back and fix a lot of the settings because everything had to be redone, and I think a setting was just off, but I do think we have that fixed, so I hope that crinkling hype. Some people said it was a high-pitched noise, some people said it was a muffling noise, some people said it was a lot of things, but I think that has been fixed according to two other people last night who I surveyed in that matter. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I can give you an audit of the signal and the sound quality because I've been working on it.
When the power's gone, right?
Yeah, I was hoping around lunchtime yesterday, but that's when there was no broadcast signal. But it was interesting because the gospel station stopped coming in much further south than it normally does. So I was thinking it was a bad day for the sunspots or whatever causes.
It was cold yesterday.
Signal variations. And even WLW, that's a local station in most of Ohio. Really, in Delaware County, it was kind of crackly. So I thought maybe it's a bad day, but...
Well, you know what? Honestly, for people who are interested in that, what causes that, and even for big stations like WLW, is a quick change in the weather, which did happen yesterday. We went from, 75 on Wednesday to about 50 yesterday. So that's what causes that.
Well, some people do enjoy the variety, certainly. You never quite know if it's going to be summer or winter, or maybe summer and winter in the same day. Just adds to the fun. In terms of the signal strength later in the day, I have good news, because it was coming in about 3 or 4 miles south of the Delaware County line. Normally, if we get it in Waldo, that's decent, but it was not quite the Hills Miller Road. That's the best I've ever done, but maybe 5 miles north of there. It was crackly, but it was coming in. And it still seemed like the gospel station signal was weak, so we're benefiting partially from that. But anywhere in the South Central Marion County area, it was coming in fine. Plus, the quality of the signal was good. There was less of that background noise, the humming, the underwater. And you sound, actually, this morning on the computer, Scott, you sound the best we have. Honestly, since before we moved, this is the best I remember it sounding.
Well, yeah, and the thing about that is, not only was WLW and the gospel station limited yesterday, we would have been limited because we're affected by the temperature change as well.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, but ironically, it was something else. But then later in the day, when it was still kind of cold, I mean, whatever happened, it was barely definitely a difference between listening in town and listening at in Waldo. Now, that's kind of the yardstick.
Well, and also, what I would like to say is, people have referred to it as a crinkling or an underwater or a high-pitched sound. I was able to work on that when the power came up yesterday because I'd been doing some research on why that was happening, and I think I found the issue. So we should sound like we did at the old studio at this point.
Yeah, we sound better. A little bit overmodulated. That just happens sometimes, but it adds a little depth to your voice, and with my voice, sometimes it's like I was listening to my show yesterday. It sounds a little tinny. I have more depth in my voice, and with other recording or broadcasting methods, but it's not a big deal.
But the
bass and some of that rumble, which makes a voice sound better.
But that little high pitched, like tinfoil sound, that I checked with the three people who'd been complaining about that for days. Well, ever since we moved here, and they said as of yesterday afternoon they could no longer hear it.
Yeah, it's much better. It's like you don't even notice it because it is clear. The underwater is better. James, our naturalist, mentioned that to me, and I said we are working on it. So hopefully he'll listen and message me or call, and it definitely appears to have been rectified. And I said, I think we sound even better. And just with the layout of the studio, I think we've made the best compromise. It looks nice, and it we're shielded from the sun and the weather. That'll keep the temperature more constant.
Well, I
and
might
the,
try...
The acoustics have improved.
Well, now that... because we don't have any bass in the voice at all right now, and now that tinny sound... The high-pitched, crinkly sound is gone, I might try to put some of the bass back in now this morning, just to plot, because I'm going to be on for 5 hours. I might try to put some of that back in, just to see if now people can hear it, now that noise is gone.
Yeah, it's a bit of a compromise, because some of that overmodulation, that distortion, that adds to the depth of the voice, and everybody's voice is a little bit different, so it's kind of like when you try to shave your mustache, you end up shaving both sides, and you can't decide how good it looks, so you shave the whole thing off, and that happens with a lot of things, especially you and I were both perfectionists with that, so... Never be totally happy, but at least if we get an A-minus or more, and we are definitely at that level. And, and I was pleased about the signal strength. I honestly was kind of waiting for it to fade out, and at the county line it was fine, which is very good.
Well, it makes me feel good because last Friday at this time we had the crinkling noise and we had half power, 44 watts. So here we are 1 week later, the crinkling noise is gone, the high-pitched noise is gone, and we're back at the wattage. I think even better, and I think the reason for that, I don't know how long that connector had been going bad, but it's certainly not bad anymore.
So they actually measured the wattage at 44?
The wattage, no, well, that's what it was getting. The way the transmitter works is it will not shoot more power out, even no matter what it's set at, than the antenna can handle. And it was only handling about 44 watts when the connector was broke.
Okay, so we're back at 100.
Yeah, we're back at 100.
And we have a good frequency. And a lot of it, I think, really was just the strength of that gospel station signal. Yeah, well, maybe they did some work on it. I mean, who knows? But the WOW is a good yardstick because in Marion, that should come in as a local station with very little noise. It's a clear channel, 50,000 watts. I mean, they are the nation station. And at night, I think you can get them in 38 states and a large part of Canada, probably parts of Mexico. But during the day, I mean, I know I've gotten WOW in Cleveland. And sometimes the terrain might affect it, but Cleveland is farther from Cincinnati than we are. So if WOW doesn't come in perfectly, then I know that there's something going on with signal. Of course, FM is different, but there are things in common. Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of DXing, it is fascinating. I'm still kind of into it. I used to really be into it as a kid, just see what stations you can get. And now with all the different wattages, we may be at LP, but... That doesn't mean that LP can't stand for large and powerful.
Did you notice the chill in the studio yesterday?
Yeah. I think the landlord came in and just made a very small adjustment.
That's good. It's good to be at 70.
Yeah, you got a really good landlord now. So yeah, he definitely makes sure that people are comfortable. But I mean, some of those adjustments aren't hard to make.
All right. Well, keep listening, and we might play with the bass and the voice later on now that the crackling's gone, and we'll go from there.
Okay. That sounds fun, Scott. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so there you go. Now, if you're listening on a listening device or an Alexa or a Google Nest or the website or anything like that, did the high-pitched crackling noise finally go away? Because I have been doing research on that now since we moved to this studio, I think 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago today, trying to figure out what was causing that. And yesterday, I believe I did find out what was causing that, so says the report from Adam there, as well as the three people who I polled yesterday, who had heard it ever since we had moved here on the digital devices, and they all said that it had disappeared yesterday. Also over the air, you could kind of, I don't know why you couldn't hear it as bad on the air. You could hear it if you listened, but it was much worse on the digital devices. So as of yesterday, that should have been remedied, and that problem should be gone altogether. So I hope it is. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And now that that problem is remedied, I might try to add some bass back into my voice, because I think between that crackling, high-pitched sound and trying to put bass back in the voice, it was causing a big problem. You know what? I'm just going to do that right now, because I'll forget if I don't. And we'll just see how this sounds, and hopefully it sounds okay. And if it does sound okay, we'll stick with that, and we'll go on to other things, because there is something else I want to mention here this morning. So let me know how this sounds as I'm adding some more bass back into the line right now. I'm trying to remember exactly where these settings were before we moved here. I think, that definitely adds some bass back into the line. Okay, well, here is where we were at the old studio. Let's just be honest in this matter. Here's where we were at the old studio. This is where the sound used to be. Now, I don't know how this sounds now, but somebody tell me, and we'll make adjustments. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does this sound any better this morning? Now, this is the bass back in the line as it was at the old studio. But it might sound different here. You never know. We can turn down some of the bass here, which may help. You never know. That right there, does that help at all? Because that definitely does have bass in the line. I'm trying to listen on the radio we have going here in the studio to see how it sounds. So how does this sound? Does this sound like the old studio? 740-383-9944. All right, we're getting some messages here. What I did just adds distortion, overmodulated and fuzzy. It was way better earlier. So maybe we are okay. Extra bass sounds fuzzy. Still fuzzy. Okay. Well, you know what? We'll turn it down to here. How is this? Is this good? This is pretty much taking all the bass out. Not totally, but how does this sound? This would probably work better for us right here if we could stay at this mark. Go ahead, caller.
It's a little too much bass there. It sounds like you got distortion, like you were saying, you got messages.
Yeah, a little distortion. Now, how does it sound right now? I just made an adjustment a few minutes ago that I turned down most all of the bass, but not all of it.
Hang on a second. I got to wait for the radio to catch up.
I know. The 30-second catch-up.
Distortion, like you were saying, you got messages.
Yeah, a little distortion. Now, how does it sound right now? I just made a... Right there. How's that?
The bass is better. It sounds kind of tinny, though.
Still a little tinny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna leave it here for a second, and give me an update in a second, because I'm going to mess with the button a little bit, because we do want a little bass in the voice. That's why it sounds tinny. So yeah. I'm going to leave it here for a second, and call me back and let me know what you hear.
It sounds kind of tinny, though.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay,
thank you. All right, now here we go. This is with a little bass back in the voice. Now, I am getting a much better on that one. What am I getting here? You know, the messages are hard to read because I got to turn my head and look at them. Small amount of distortion, but no worse than it was over the last couple years. Okay, is this good? Because we will stay right here. Because there is now bass in the line, which helps a lot, to be honest with you, to have a little bit of bass in the line. Is this okay? Because when we have no bass in the line, it's you sound tinny, and that's what it sounds like. It just sounds tinny when you have no bass in the line. So right now, how does this sound? This will be our last sound audit of the morning, because I know that these are very cumbersome moving here to the new studio. But does this sound understandable and okay? Because we do have bass in the line at this point. Let me know. I'm getting much betters after it went from extra bass sounds fuzzy to still fuzzy to much better. So how does this sound? And I'm also getting a small, well, let me go back here and get the message that just came through. It's saying small amount of distortion, but no worse than it was over the last couple years. Well, that's what we want. We don't want to be any worse than we were the last couple of years. So if this bass level works, we will stay here because it does give the voice a little more better with very little bass. Okay, well, we'll stay here then. If this works for you, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you can understand me without any distortion at this point, or any worse than it's ever been, this is where we will stay on the old soundboard. Because the problem is when you're too tinny, you sound tinny. And also, when you take phone calls, it can have an impact on the phone calls, which we don't want to impact the phone calls because we always want to hear what the listeners have to say. So how does this sound right here? Somebody give me a buzz. Let me know how we're sounding on the internet. Let me know how we're sounding in the studio. And once I get the thumbs up with a little bit of bass in the line here, I will move on to another subject that I do want to talk about this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As I also try to listen to the radio in the background. You know, the radio in the kitchen here of the new studio, you can slightly hear it, which is what you want, because you would not want to hear a radio playing in the background over the air. So I can slightly hear it where it is, but it seems to sound clear, which is a good thing. So if this sounds good to you, this is where I'm going to stay. But it may be you're not calling in because you can't understand a word I'm saying, which I hope is not the case. 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour here on a Getaway Friday. You know, we have a lot of things in our public information folder here that I need to go through. April 17th. When is that? Is that tomorrow? Yeah, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big singles conference here in Marion. That should be interesting. And a lot of these events... Oh, now here's something. I don't know if we've talked about this on the air. We'll get it up here. Well, we're getting a phone call. Let's take the phone call and hopefully hear that we have decent sound. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, sounds good.
This sounds good.
Just on the west side.
So a little bass back in the line helps a lot.
Yep, this is real good out here.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it, and you can hear the callers okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Bye.
All right, well, that sounds good. It sounds like we have been able to add a little bit of bass back into the line, which is important, and now we also have the callers sounding good. There were a few days there where the callers didn't sound very good, and heaven knows we always want to hear the caller. Now, that was me. I did that, trying to regulate the sound. But here we are, 740-383-9944, if you have anything you would like to say. Now, Drug Take Back Day is April the 24th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, the blue entrance. Items accepted, expired, or unusual medications, over-the-counter medicines. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, when you first came on this morning, on my radio, I've got it tuned right in on the station. You were coming in real clear. Now you're kind of muffled. And then also, when you're talking to answering people on the phone, it sounds like you're far, far away. You can't really understand you sometimes. You can hear the call real good, but
Well, we'll have to see what's going on with that. We'll have to see where we are with that.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You see, this is the issue with sound, is that a lot of people's radios matter too. You know, some people would say, well, I can get in the car and I can hear everything perfectly. And then some people would say, well, I got in the house and it did not sound the same. So, you know, that figures into, that's just one of those things with sound that you have to deal with. But we hope it sounds okay now. 740-383-9944. You know, I listened on my radios yesterday. I have three radios in the house that I went through, and it sounded okay, which is what you want. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think you sound real good.
So a little bit of bass back in the line sounds okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as far as the, when I'm on the line with the callers, how does it sound?
Well, I think it sounds good.
Good.
All the way around.
Well, I'm not sure what's
going
on.
You're never
going
to get to perfection, but...
No, and when we were at the old studio, when you have a caller on the line, you do sound a little less bassy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's as good as it's ever sounded.
Well, as long as we're back to where we were, I'll take that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
See, now there, we did not change a sound setting at all. And, of course, our friend Bob was hearing a little something different than the last caller was hearing. So a lot of this does have to do with the radios you're listening on and where you're listening. But we are glad to have that crinkly sound gone, as well as that, I don't even know what you call it. It was a crinkly, some people referred to it as a high-pitched sound. So there's that as well. But here we are, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything on your mind this morning. But again, the Drug Take Back Day, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Ohio Health, Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, the blue entrance. Items accepted, expired, or unused medications, over-the-counter medications, vaping pens with removable batteries, vaping pen cartridges, prescription drugs, pills, liquids, and syringes. No questions asked. Now see, the phone rang there, and the first time it rang, the thing did not light up. Go ahead, caller.
Scott,
yes.
Read my lips. Don't touch the dials. I heard Bob perfectly.
Oh, you heard Bob now? Can,
oh my Lord!
Now that has never happened, has it?
Never.
Never.
He was perfect.
Now, when I was talking with Bob, how did I sound?
You sound okay, but if anything, you sound louder, maybe more bass. But it is certainly acceptable.
Now, are we where we were in the last studio? Because I'll tell you something funny. It's been, you know, 2 weeks now since we've been there, and I played a program from our last day there, and it doesn't sound a whole lot different. So I don't know if people just got used to how it sounded there. And it,
probably.
You know,
yeah.
And now they're thinking something's different because I'm asking about sound. So I don't know what that is right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But I can, like I say, I can only gauge certain things. And when you turned that bass way up, that wasn't good. But there's just a fine line there between no bass at all and just as little as you can put on. But when Bob came over, it's like, that's the first time I honestly ever remember
hearing him as well as I did.
So as far as the other callers who have called in, how have they sounded?
They're fine, too.
They're fine, too. Well, good. So we definitely, because it was important for me to hear the callers, because I did notice, like last Friday, I don't think we had that worked out perfectly, because some of the calls still sounded a little distorted.
Well, and I think it was yesterday, I believe, that I was listening, and you tweaked something so the callers could be heard better, and they definitely could. So whatever it was that you tweaked at that time helped.
Good. Good. Well, let me know how it goes as the morning goes on, because I'm not going to mess with the phone line. And right now, I guess if Heloise calls in next hour, that'll be a test, because she'll be on the line for the whole hour. And then we're also going to do Family Feud at 10. So we'll get a lot of calls here coming in. So as long as I sound good and they sound good, that's all we need.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so the report is the phone calls are sounding good, and that's important. And as long as you can hear me, and I don't sound like I'm in a box when the callers are on the line, we're good. And we now have added bass back into the line. Now, it's not much. It's not as much bass as we had before, but hopefully enough to change the voice where I don't sound tinny. The reason I was sounding tinny for so long is because we had zero bass in the line. Absolutely zero bass. Now there is some back in the line, which hopefully is helpful. But you know, we might not be able to put as much bass back in the line here at the new studio, because it's a smaller room than we were in before. And also, we have hardwood floors where we had carpet at the old place. And so there's a lot of variants that have happened since we left the old studio. But if it's good for your ears, it's good for me. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. If you agree with what everybody is saying, the calls sound good, we sound good, and that crinkling, that high-pitched noise, or whatever, however people defined it, if that is gone, we certainly are very happy, because that was a mess. And as I say, I still don't know why it was coming through more on the mobile devices, the tune-ins, the Alexas, the Google Nests, the website, than it really was on air. You could kind of hear that mess on the air, but not like you could if you were listening over the air, for whatever reason. But 47 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, 70 degrees here in the WWGH studio. A big jump from yesterday's 63 degrees. So we are all very happy in that regard. And hopefully we'll be joined by Heloise next hour. We did not get that done yesterday. So hopefully we will get that done today, because I did speak with her yesterday before we went on the air. And she did have an interesting subject to talk about. So I hope we do get to that this morning here on WWGH Radio. Remember this Drug Take Back Day, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, the blue entrance. No questions asked. Safe, environmentally friendly disposal, and containers recycled with identity protected. So a lot of stuff going on there. Really, a lot of people don't know where to take their medication when they don't need it anymore. And on April 24th, this is where you go, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue. Now, let me get to my pet peeve. Now, everybody's got pet peeves. Now, this is not a huge one, but I guess it's because I'm the first one in the studio in the morning. Now, and to be honest with you, I don't know the answer to this, because I don't know who was the last one in the studio yesterday, because I was not here later in the day. I left yesterday after my program. But I came in this morning, and the light in the studio was on, and the light in the kitchen was on, which those normally are not left on overnight, and the chairs had been moved. One of the guest chairs was sitting behind the host desk, and the host chair was just kind of pushed over to the side. And so things had been moved since I had been here last. Now, I'm not saying that people should or cannot move things. I do it when I'm here. Sometimes you just have to adjust things. But now, why is it people don't put stuff back or switch lights off? And I know this switching lights off thing is a big thing with teenagers. They leave the room and they leave the light on, or they leave the house and they leave the light on, or they get out a game and they don't put it back the way it is. See, what drives me nuts about that as a pet peeve is just, you know, you're not going to be the next one in the room, so you know somebody's going to come up on that mess. It's kind of like, and then they've got to do the work to put it back the way it was. It's kind of like the trash I used to complain about here, which I haven't had to complain about at this studio yet. But, you know, the trash was there. It was very clear that the trash needed to be taken out, and everybody pretty much knew where the trash was, or if they would ask, they could know where the trash goes, but yet nobody ever took it out. And I will say this, now that we're out of the last studio, we were in the last studio for about a year and a half. And I think in that year and a half, now there were times people helped me take it down when we had a huge amount of trash to go. But as far as anybody else just taking the trash down on their own, I don't think it ever happened in the entire year and a half we were at that studio. Now, how do you cure problems like that? Now here, hopefully that won't be the case. You know, that's what... It's a funny thing, because we would have people come to the last studio, and they would, not guests, people who were volunteers or work there, they would come in and say, boy, the trash needs to be taken out. And I would think, take it out. You know, that to me is just a funny thing. If you have to ask, if you say, why isn't the trash out, or what's that smell, or whatever, if you're not a guest, your question should not be, why isn't the trash taken out? The question should be, why don't I take it out? Or, if you don't know where the trash goes, hey, where does this go? I need to take this out. But that's not how people are programmed. Does anybody have any thoughts on this one? Now, I know everybody listening out there has had this problem. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear your thoughts on this one. It's a funny thing. I don't know why people do that. I don't know if they're in a hurry. I don't know if they think somebody else should be doing things. I don't know if it's just a task that they don't want to do. I really don't know what prompts that. It's an odd thing. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A chore chart.
A chore chart. Well, you know, that would be nice. And, you know, at times during the last 7 years, we have had duties here at the station, but what you end up noticing is people don't do them, and then you say, well, you know, it was your choice to do it.
And do you guys have, sorry, I never know when a good time to jump in is.
No, go ahead.
Do you guys have, like, regular meetings?
Yeah.
Okay, so then if someone isn't doing their... If everyone agrees as to what the chores are, like, you know, you're the boss, so you delegate, hey, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, blah, 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 you know, and then if everyone agrees on it, and then that takes, that provides clarity, then when you see that the trash is puking out onto the floor, then you just go to the chore chart, and then, hey, such and such, or whoever, so and so, why didn't you take the trash out, and then you just ground them?
Yeah, but you know, that sounds good in theory, but just like the old bathroom key, which thank God we don't have here anymore, people will lie right to your face. Now, well, yeah, I mean, you can know that they're lying, and I did know that they were lying. I mean, I absolutely knew that they were lying, because there's only so many people in the room. And, but they will lie right to your face, and then what are you going to do at that point? You're going to say, well, you're...
How would they be able to lie, like, if you had, like, if the trash is supposed to go on a specific date and time?
Well, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. This is a true example, and I don't mind saying this. I was there 5 days a week, as I still am. Now, I know I did not lose the key. It was on the wall when I left. There were two other people in the studio that day, and I know there were only two. Absolutely only two other people. When I asked about the key the next day, when I came in and realized it was gone, I said, where's the key? To the person who I know lost it, because the other person did not go to the bathroom very often. They immediately blamed it on the other person. And when I go to the other person, and I figure, well, maybe they're telling the truth. So I go to the other person, and I said, hey, what happened to the key? Now, they were actually diplomatic and said, well, I don't think I lost the key, but let me go and try to think about it. And they came in, and in the meantime, I had found out what had happened was the key had just been hung on a poster hook instead of the hook that it should have been hung on. So that told me it was the first person. So not only did they lie about losing the key, which they didn't really lose, they just hung it in the wrong place, but they lied to me when I asked them. They put it off on the other person.
I know I've been in so many situations like the one that you're in, because it seems like you're like the dad of the station. Well, I think I've just closed. I was a single mother with four kids. I had my kids just like stair steps. And Scott, the only thing I could really tell you is when my kids would try to have like this code where you don't snitch, that was like the worst thing that you could be with a snitch. So when something would go wrong and I would line the troops up and ask, and everyone would just shrug their shoulders because nobody wanted to be a rat, that's when you just have to hit them all, Scott, so you know you got the right one. That was always what I did.
Well,
that bad of me?
And you do that, but people's mentality now is if you, I mean, let's say in that situation, here's what would have happened, because I've done this before.
Lined everyone up and went upside their head.
Well, years ago we had an issue, and it was a silly issue, but it was with a supporter of the station, and I knew somebody had been rude to them, because I knew the supporter, they were fine with me, and I knew who had been rude with them, and I approached that person about it. And I said, you cannot be rude with people like that. You can't do it. And defensive, immediately. I didn't do it. You weren't here. Blah, 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 blah. And they just, you know, it doesn't solve anything because you can't go back and unding the bell. You can't make them nice to the supporter. And they get defensive then. And then they get ticked off with you. And for about 3 or 4 weeks, they act like, you know, that you've scolded them for no reason. Or then they, one of the cop-outs they like to use is go, but what does that other person do? Then they start to go on to other people who are here. Well, why wasn't that person involved? And I think, okay, here we go. And again, I
can relate. A lot of times my kids, when there would be an issue at the school, you felt as the parent going down there like you were the referee. Like if one corner was the principal or the teacher or whatever the case may be, then on the other hand, here's little Johnny. And, you know, it's kind of weird because you think, okay, as an adult, they would adhere to the truth. But sometimes after I digged and delved, I realized that, you know, my kids weren't nuts. So there were sometimes they would make you sorry for going to bat for them, but sometimes it's like, wait a minute, and then you realize the teacher wasn't 100% on point either. So it's like you do sort of feel like you're like, you know, trying to figure out.
I will say this. One of the things people have heard me say around here many times after 7 years, because I got to this point about 2 years ago, I said, just because I am not calling you out on lying to me doesn't mean that I don't know that you are. I just am not going to waste my time picking that fight because I know what the answer is going to be. You're going to lie to me again. You're going to tell me you didn't do it. And I'm just not going to waste my time.
We all kind of lie at some point in time or another spot.
Well, I'm not perfect.
Some people try to downplay and they, oh, it was just a little white lie or whatever. Everyone did, or whatever you want to call it. Every once in a while. Nobody's a
half. No, and I'm not perfect, and I don't profess to be perfect, but when it comes to these chore things, like I have said this trash thing, if you're a listener to this station, you know that I have brought this up many times. Well, guess what? It never changed anything, and I know people listening heard it. And still nobody chipped in and ever took out the trash. The only person...
Well, I really think I'm sickened by the chore chart, because, and I don't mean to, like, okay, I've been the dish person in every house, it seems like I've ever lived in my whole life. I just always got saddled with the dishes, and I hate dishes. And so I'm not saying, you know, you should have the same person. Have it be like a revolving or rotating, like this week, right. Then so does it next week, then so does it, you know what I mean?
Well, and
you can easily refer to the chart and the overflowing trash, and then you can, like, stand there with your hand on your hip and tap your toes and demand to know why the trash is, like, overflowing.
Well, and let me just point this out because I want to be honest on this. Glenn Coble, after hearing that, did come to me and say, I really don't know where the trash goes, but tell me and I will take it down. And then I felt bad because I thought, you know, there are other people here who are younger and here more often than Glenn, and why should he have to take down the trash? So,
it's not like a 50-gallon bag, is it? I mean,
no, it's not. But I just felt at that point there are people who are here multiple days a week, and they tend to want to make rules, but they don't want to do anything.
Well, ain't you the boss?
Well, as far as station manager, yeah, I guess as far as that goes.
Well, just assert yourself. I never had a problem with it.
Well, I'm going to assert
you
myself.
You may not want to take advice.
I'm gonna assert myself by going to break right now. Thank you, bye-bye. And we'll be back in 10 minutes.
In Iraq, period.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion.